From the Heart, May 29. Be separate from the world. I die daily. Those who profess the name of Christ are to represent Christ as their pattern and example. They are to unfold to others the truth in its purity and make known to them what are the privileges and responsibilities of the Christian life. And this can be done by the professed followers of Christ only as they conform their characters to the sacred principles of truth. There must be no betrayal of sacred trusts on the part of anyone who professes to be a child of God. There must be no obliterating of the line of demarcation between Christians and the world. There must be no bringing down of the truth to a low, common level, for this will dishonor God, who has given an infinite sacrifice in the gift of His Son for the sins of the world. Many who claim to be the children of God do not seem to understand that the heart must be regenerated, for their practices ignore the words and works of Christ. By their actions, they plainly say, "It is my privilege to act out myself. I should be perfectly miserable if I did not act out myself." This is the kind of religion that is current in the world, but it bears not the heavenly endorsement. Science, so-called, human reasoning, and poetry cannot be passed on as of equal authority with revelation, but it is Satan's studied purpose to exalt human maxims, traditions, and inventions to an equal authority with the Word of God, and, having accomplished this, to exalt human words to the place of supremacy. There is no safety for any of us except as we daily receive a new experience in looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Day by day we are to behold Him and to become changed into His image. We are to represent the divine attributes and follow the footsteps of Jesus at whatever cost to ourselves. We are to place ourselves under divine guidance, consulting the Word of God, and daily inquiring, "Is this the way of the Lord?" No deficiency of character will be immortalized and mar heaven with its imperfection. A profession of truth is of no value unless the soul grasps fast the principles and appropriates and absorbs the rich nourishment of the truth, and thus becomes a partaker of the divine nature.